The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know that thing you've always been too scared to go for? It seems like you'll never have the guts. Then a cancer diagnosis. And doing that thing becomes way less scary. I would know. I've always wanted a black belt. And today, the only thing standing in my way is a few wooden boards. It's been a lot of hard work and 5 years since I beat cancer at Ohio Health. Bring it on. You keep making plans.
Visit ohiohealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Show Radio. This is episode 536 of the show. I'm your host, Andrew, and this is your source for tech, gaming, and entertainment news. Head over to theshowradio.info. Once again, that's theshowradio.info. And check out our past shows while you're there. Subscribe and tell a friend about the show. This episode, I speak with my brother from another mother. His name is I Am The Real Brian. Brian is with an I, okay? And what you're going to experience in the first 4 minutes or so of this particular episode is the fact that I'm not perfect, right? I make mistakes, and I think that too many times when we present ourselves so perfect in our podcast production or video production, we don't get a glimpse of who the real content creator is. And also, I guess as I'm thinking about it, I also want to share that as you're building your podcast, and if you are starting a podcast, you could definitely do code TSR with Libsyn, and I'll give you a month free. But as you're building your podcast, whether you're starting off from scratch or you're about 10 episodes or 20 episodes in, just know that as long as you don't fall in love with the accolades, but you just fall in love with the process of creating, you'll be fine. You know, you'll get your 50 episodes or 100 episodes or whatever your goal is for podcasting. So I Am The Real Brian with an I. We crack jokes a lot. We razz on each other a lot. I just love this brother, and he is an audio master. I consider him an audio engineer, and I've learned a lot of the things about audio from him. So definitely shout him out, show him some love. And this is episode 536. Enjoy. This has been, last time we did this was, a year ago?
It was a year ago, man.
A year ago. That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
I got all excited and I thought, wait, yeah, it's been a year ago already. This is wrong. Well, it's been a while since you've been on my show too, and I just don't know why. Oh, and I followed you on Instagram and you didn't follow back. And I was
outs. Wait a minute. I didn't?
Yeah, what is up?
Are you serious? Stop it. Are you kidding?
I just thought, you know, Andrew over there is just getting a lot cooler for me.
Are you kidding? No, don't do this. See, now I got to look. I didn't follow back. You're kidding.
You know, the I Am The Real. That's why you didn't know my Instagram at I Am The Real Brian. You're just like.
He throwing the shots early. I love
it. Follow back. Little button should show up for you. You know that little blue button?
I just requested it. So why am I requesting it? Is your account private?
Yeah, man.
What?
I don't know. Just any random person walking around. Oh, look, there you are. Okay, look, I'm going to follow you back. Confirm.
Okay. Now, am I forgiven now? Am I forgiven? Are we okay?
I thought it was pretty funny. I just like, hey, man, that's seriously how long it's been since we've talked.
Oh, wow.
I feel like it's been a while. So
you've been holding this grudge for that long?
No.
I don't know.
Longer than that. I haven't been holding.
I don't believe you.
Yeah. This is why I'm doing the show with you, is because I wanted you to follow me.
Oh my gosh.
No, I don't believe you. Not at all. I'm just like refreshing your Twitch right now and you're not showing up, man. I mean, I'm sorry. This is like, I got Aaron over here who's like twirling his mustache, who's really cool looking, by the way.
It says I'm on. What do you mean?
That stash is awesome, man.
It says I'm on. Why are you doing this to me? You're lying.
I don't know. I'm just telling you. I mean, unless I'm missing something here. I'm on the home screen for The Show Radio.
Oh, no. It's, I know why you're not seeing it. Because you got to go to my personal page. This is a little project from my personal page.
Oh, man. See, I don't know what's going on. Okay, yeah. Well, what's your personal one? Let's
I got you. No, I just sent it to you.
All right.
Yeah, so I've been doing a little project there. See, this is why I like this. There's just certain things that you just can't plan, right?
Yeah.
I like this.
I love it.
So well, it's been a while since I spoke to you.
Yes, so, it has been.
So for those who will be listening to this, right? This is my brother, the real Brian. Brian is an audio master. I'm saying it. Okay. You don't want to say it. I'm going to say it. Okay. I'm going to say
it. Thank you. Thank you. By the way, I just realized that, my name's spelled wrong because I just got on your page on Twitch, man. It's with an I.
Oh, you
Well, see, it says real Brian show underneath. You got that right.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, this is fun. I got to tell you.
Oh my gosh. This
is the joy of why we do what we do. Because
oh
you know
my
what?
Gosh.
It shows us that we are not
We're not perfect.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. I was just having a conversation with Sarah, by the way, about this, my wife. And we were just talking about
Sarah.
What's the balance between.
How did I miss that?
It's all right, man. One of my clients was talking about people don't want to follow you if you're negative or if you're insecure, you're not confident, right?
True.
They follow you if you're confident, you know what you're talking about. And then, I mean, she never said that they follow you if you're perfect or, you know, successful, but there's a lot of that insinuated out there about, you know, well, man, look at me. I make $1 million a year hosting gaming shows, you know, look at there, a month, right? And they're like, well, I want to follow you because you're so successful. But it's so funny.
Huh? Look at that, huh? Look at that production value, huh?
Did you do that? Oh,
look at that, huh?
Yeah, that's on the fly beauty right there,
man. Listen, man.
Yeah,
listen.
I love it.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here, buddy.
So I'm telling you, though, the thing was funny, though, is that we were talking about, like, how do you be real with people? Without being like negative. So, you know, everything
you
that's going on
right
now.
You spoke about this because you've always said that there's a level of performance in this, right? And then we have to judge how much or what percentage we're giving to the public while reserving our sanity in our lives, right? Because technically, as we know, we have a parasocial relationship with most of the individuals who tune in, watch, you know, listen to what we do. It's over time we can try to foster a relationship with them. And so it's a hard balance to try to figure out, especially if you're starting from scratch.
Oh, yeah. And you want to be, you know, you want to be like, oh, look at me. I'm confident and all that because people follow that. But you want to be real. Well, some people don't care to be real. I can usually see through that. Right. And I'm not attracted to people who are being fake. In fact, you know, I worked in public relations as my first job out of college. I didn't stay in there because I was like, nah. We have a friend who, you know, we go to the athletic games, the college basketball games for Colorado State. And, you know, he's one of the marketing and PR guys. Great guy, by the way. But I mean, he is 100% on public relations and marketing. You know, when you see him, he's like, hey, how you doing? You know, everything great. Yeah. Really great guy. But I see through it, man. And it's like, I just want to know the real you, man. I don't want you to be negative, but I want to know the real you.
Okay,
and
so how do we get there?
You know what I mean?
So it's a great conversation.
That's a great question.
A couple of minutes. How do we get there?
No, we don't have to go down that path. I was just kind of curious. Like, I just brought it up because, you know, hey, we got the spelling of the name wrong. You're real. That's awesome. But you're still confident and you're still the man. That's why we follow you.
It's just, hey, man, we're doing things on the fly. We're doing what we got to do. We're doing what we got to do. But
I don't know the answer to that. What is the answer to that? How do you be real and how do you stay successful, confident, whatever it is that people want?
Okay. So my answer to that is to make sure that you don't compromise your values, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that you have to be willing to listen to. Okay. So they always talk about being self-aware, right?
Mm-hmm.
But being self-aware doesn't really happen unless you're actually listening to individuals who are willing to tell you the truth about yourself. And you're able to accept what that truth is, right? So if you have a sister and your sister says, hey, this about you, I don't like. Maybe you need to work in that area. If you go, well, that's not true, right? Then you're not accepting the truth that everybody else sees that you don't see, right? And I think that once you start accepting what those things are, whether it's a conversation from my daughter to myself or my wife, to myself, because the word on the street is I'm mean, right? I could be mean.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
And I get that, right? But if I deny that that could potentially be the case, then I'm not really being self-aware in that particular area. So I think that one of the ways to start is to make sure that whoever's in your life that's been in there long enough to know enough about you, I'm sure they could easily tell, you know, when you are being yourself and when you're not. And you have to be able to accept what they're saying about you. And that's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's good.
That's hard.
There you go, man. You just gave the answer.
That's how you start, right?
Yeah, it's true.
So now, here's the thing, right? When we look at YouTube comments, right? And I'm going to stop talking in the next 2 minutes so you can get the rest of the show. Because I don't want you, I want you to talk to me, okay? You've been gone for a year.
Seriously. In the Speed Force or something. I don't know where I went.
I need you to talk to me, all right? So YouTube comments are not always a bad thing. Because if you recorded a video and they're watching it, then they're learning about you, right? And video says a lot more than audio. Audio is great. You know, storytelling and audio is perfect. That's cool. But that is, there's so much production value with that. But if I hit record and I'm recording somebody and they don't know it, that I can get so much information from the gestures, from how they're responding to things. I mean, granted, if you're an actor, you know, once the camera goes on, you change up, right?
Yeah.
But if you're not trained for that, then, you know, that's a whole nother thing. So don't resist what people are saying about you. Really evaluate if it's true. Oh, yeah. Real Brian, the rest of the show is yours. Yeah, you got 20 minutes, bro. Let's talk.
Well, so back in 1990, no, you know, going with your thoughts real quick, I think that's really good because that's stuff that I do want, you know. In fact, I'm always asking listeners, I'm like, dude, give me some honest feedback. I mean, keep it respectful. Don't just sit there and trash me or anything like that. But, you know, everybody's usually like, nah, dude, just keep doing what you're doing. We love your show and stuff. So that's fine. But I'm always like, I need something a little more constructive just in case. Like, what can I improve? It's not perfect. Can't be. Got to get better. So, yeah, I like that. I think that's where you know, it will be fun to do video. This is, you know, I do video for you and for a few other friends and stuff like that. But I don't do it for my show yet, and I really want to. Something I'm excited about.
Yeah, so what's going to take?
Maybe I'll just go raw.
What's
it going to take? No edited.
What's it going to take, man?
I don't know. Start a YouTube channel and just say, hey, here's raw and unedited. And
that works.
No pants on. I don't know. What do you think?
That could work. That could work for some, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you never see anything, but you know, it's so funny. I have she was never a client, but I interviewed her when I was doing the Podcaster's Paradise podcast for John Lee Dumas back in the day, and she got on and I
humble flex, by the way. Humble flex.
No, dude.
Humble flex, by the way.
Most people don't even know who John is, man.
That's a lie.
No, not anymore. It's so funny. I talk about that and I said, yeah. They're like, well, who have been some of your clients? And I mentioned him and they're like, who's that? I'm like, okay. Apparently he's not as famous as he used to be anymore. He's famous within his own circle. Everybody knows him if you're a podcaster.
True.
But if you're not, it's like people are like, who's that? Anyway, it doesn't really matter. The point is, when I was doing his show, I interviewed this woman. Well, she now does actually, I'm not even really sure what the heck it's called. I think it's like the Naked Podcaster, I think is what it is.
Okay.
And so she literally podcasts naked and the microphone covers up, you know, the appropriate parts. And
is that
there
on
you
YouTube?
Go. And it's all on video. Yeah. She's video podcasting. So I just thought, okay, well, that's bold, but I mean, you know, nothing's showing, but I just thought, well, there you go. So people are actually doing it. The whole point is, let's be raw and real.
Right.
Which is what we were just talking about.
Why
so I thought that was
familiar.
Kind of
funny. I think I may have seen or heard of this
it's
show.
It's fairly new. So maybe it's popped up for you. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's cool though. I mean, she's been around for a while. She's, I think she's the one that did like Mom of 19 or something. I mean, she has a lot of kids. I think this is the one I'm thinking of.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, but you know, all of that said, I really want to do it. I mean, and it's so funny. I keep asking people, I'm like, so what do you do for video? And they're like, I don't know, man, just turn on your camera and go for it. And I'm like,
you can.
That's like when somebody says, how do I start a podcast? I'm going to say, get a microphone and go for it.
But look, even you should.
Good luck.
Right? You should. But see, even the framing, you know, I took some time with the framing to kind of get just enough window, not too much, right? just enough of the background. I think it's you know, you have to do it to get better at it, right? Whether it's podcasting
of or course.
Editing or video production. But when it comes to editing, brother, okay, talk to us about audio, man. Brother. I'm not letting you off the hook.
Let me ask you this one last question for video.
Fair enough.
Because I you're saying, what's it going to take to get started? If I were to just get started with the video, my biggest hesitation right now is simply the editing. That's it. I don't have a good lighting. Obviously, as you can tell, my lighting's terrible. I don't have any lighting, but I can fix
that. It
can
work.
I know you can get some pretty decent lights that are not too terribly expensive that do a nice job. But what I want to know is this. If you are, speaking of lighting, total nerd out moment for a second. First of all, I love lighting. I built a computer because mine died. So I got to build my own. And you know, everyone's like, RGB, it's like way over the top.
What specs? What's your machine like? What you got?
All right. You guys ready for this? Nerd out time?
I'm not, but here. All right. Here we go.
Leon Lee, the Leon Lee PC011 Dynamic XL case. So it's a nice case. I got a AMD Ryzen 3900X, which is the CPU, and my friend actually designed it. He works for AMD, so that was cool.
Brag, this guy
got a motherboard. No, I didn't even know it. It was so funny because I'm like, well, what should I do? Should I go for Intel or AMD? Well, I've got these friends that both work for Intel and AMD, and so they're like, oh man, you should go Intel. No, you should go AMD. And then my friend's like, I designed the new Ryzen chip, and here's why. And I thought, really? And he told me all about it, and I thought, I'm going AMD. This is a sweet chip. So it's 12 cores, powerful for video. I did get myself a 2080 Ti graphics card GPU because it was on a stupid sale and it was a good price. And I wanted something that would last me a while. And then, of course, you know, the hard drives and the RAM. I got 32 gigs of RAM and I tried the NVMe SSD hard drive by Samsung. Samsung's got good drives, so I could go on, but I put in fans and, you know, some of the stuff comes with RGB and everybody's like, RGB is so ridiculous. And I thought, I love lighting though. I've always loved lighting for years. I've got lighting behind my TV, you know, and you can change the colors on it. So you've got some good backlighting to help your eyes and stuff. So I have fun with it, man. You can do a light show. You can change it. And,
I have fun with it. Do you have a super machine? I have fun with it.
It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing. I have yet to see a game challenge it yet. But anyway, but I'll be doing some video with it, which is kind of the cool part. And then the other thing that I saw this guy doing is he has this, I think he's using Philips Hue, which I've never looked into. Smart, intelligent lighting, whatever. Totally redundant, by the way. And then what he has is he has like lighting behind his computer and around his desk and all that. So when the camera's on him, he can actually turn lighting to whatever color and it actually creates a wash over his face and gives him the lighting that he needs for his camera. And I thought, what a brilliant idea. So I may look into something like that rather than just like a direct ring light or something. I don't know. But all of that said, I just don't want to edit video. And so I thought, you know, if I were just to get started, could I just do some raw video, put it up? Maybe clean it up on the ends and stuff and make sure there's no like glaring mistake in there and stuff like that, but just kind of leave it fairly raw. And I mean, would people accept that or would they just be like, man, this guy sucks?
I think you're a perfectionist and I think that dwelling on it. And I think the perfectionist really is rooted. I could be wrong, right? Is rooted in the fact that you perfect audio so well, right? So
for sure.
So because of that, you know, one of the things that I realized, which I don't know if we said this pre-chat or let me just add this in here, that whether the video is playing or not, if the video is subpar, but the audio is excellent, I'll still watch the YouTube video.
Okay. Huh? You didn't say that to me. So that's good.
Okay. Yeah. So if the video is subpar, but the audio is fantastic, I'm still going to listen. If the audio is crappy, but the video is pristine, I'm out.
Interesting.
Right? So even if the audio is good enough, right, listenable, right, and I know we define that differently, whoever it is, they'll still pay attention. So if the hums are out, right, if de-essing is great, right, all that stuff is done in the audio before you connect it to the video and before you upload it to YouTube or wherever you're going to put it, you will still have an audience for that particular thing, right?
Okay.
So whether you're using DaVinci Resolve to cut and edit, or whether you're using Audacity to cut and edit, or Hindenburg or, you know, RX7 or whatever, whatever the fancy program or free program is, mm-hmm. I think you'll still have an audience. So I think even now, like, okay. as you were, you know, speaking about, the live streaming stuff and putting this together, it's relatively easy, but you have to be willing to do the process, right? You have to be willing to mm-hmm. understand the basics of OBS and, you know, setting up a mixer, whether that's a virtual mixer or, you know, a regular mixer, right? Mm-hmm. Once you understand the basics of those things, or you're willing to research the basics of those things, then you should be able to do anything on the YouTube stuff and the Twitch stuff. And okay, so that's that. So last 10 okay. minutes I have with you.
No, that's great, man. I appreciate it. And audio's good and I'll do it. I'll just make it happen. See what happens. Yeah, by the way, if you hear any banging going around, you know, in the background here,
no,
there's been a lot of banging.
No, I need you to nerd out real. I need you to nerd out in the last 10 minutes.
Reindeer on my roof, and I'm pretty sure Santa's up there banging around. So I don't know what's going on.
I need you to nerd out the last 10 minutes. How do we sound amazing in audio?
How do you sound amazing in audio?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the scenario.
Go for it.
Here's the scenario. Samson.
You get a good microphone and you go for it, man.
Here's the scenario, right?
Yeah.
I'm just starting out. Samson Q2U, because I know the 9U is going to come out later, right?
Beautiful, COVID, beautiful mic, yep.
Right? So Samson Q2U, right? That's all I can afford right now. I have a laptop. I have Audacity, right? I can use OBS. I don't have that much cash right now, right? But I have a Samson Q2U. I know I could plug it into my computer, and it does a couple of things. How do I sound amazing?
Well, is that what you're using, by the way?
ATR 2100.
Okay, cool. You sound good.
Thank you.
So, yes,
that's a compliment.
In fact,
if an audio engineer. Woo! I felt that.
I'm not an audio engineer, man.
Yes, you are. No, oh, yes, you are.
I know. No, I mean, I know audio engineers, and believe me, I am not an audio engineer.
Dude, you're good. But, all right, give me the scoop. Give us the scoop.
I appreciate that. Okay, so. No, honestly, simple. Keep it. That's actually a good. Well, first of all, don't have Santa Claus and reindeer on your roof and you're recording like I do right now. But yeah, honestly, I just heard about the Samson Q2U not that long ago, and I heard
the demo of it. The Q9U.
No, the Q2.
You just heard about the Q2U that's been out for a while. It just got on your radar.
Well, because I've been only recommending the ATR 2100 and then the Heil.
I'm on the same page with you now. I'm good.
Yeah, okay, the PR40. So I finally was like, is there something else than the ATR 2100 that people have been recommending for a while? And so I'm like, oh, yeah, the Samson. That's right. But I heard people talking about it, but I'd never looked it up. Heard a demo of it. Sounds amazing, actually. I think it sounds almost as good as a Heil, to be completely honest. So I'm very impressed. I have not, of course, I haven't looked into the Q9U yet, so I don't know about that. But yeah. So to me, what is that? Like a 60, I think it's a $60 microphone right now on Amazon or on B&H. Did it? Okay. Still though, 60 for a good quality mic is nothing. I mean, you want a mic, a studio quality mic, you're going to be paying a few hundred dollars. So Samson, it's an XLR, but it also has the USB, which is what you want, you know, cause you can just plug it right into your computer. Now here's the thing though. What, you know, you're going to get what you're going to get. If you're plugging a USB in, that's your raw audio. There's not a lot you can do to, you know, tweak your audio. So like what I'm doing is I'm running this Heil into a, what's called the, what's compressor limiter gate. It's a hardware. You know that is, but I'll just kind of
DB
explain it.
The DB thingy? DB something?
This is the Behringer because it's a four channel. You can get a DBX. I think there's a two channel. Most of them are one channel, but if you want to have a guest, you want to run their audio through that as well. What that essentially does is it, you know, makes it sound better, but it also takes out that line noise and that noise that's under a certain decibel. So if somebody's like, you know, breathing weird or like, it's like, how did they, it was like this. Okay. So if I do this and you can hear while I'm talking, you can hear my hands rubbing back and forth a little bit, but if I stop talking, you can't hear it anymore.
Right. Because my budget right now is only $50. So how much is that?
No, I'm just telling you, like, that's how it sounds so good. You've got stuff like that. You've got a pop filter. You've got the shock mount. And then I run it through a mixer. And then I can equalize the treble and the mid and the lows through the mixer. So that's how I can get a good raw sound. If you're just plugging in a Samson to your computer without all of that equipment, it's not going to sound as good. It just isn't. So just keep that in mind. That's why I wanted to explain that. Now, if you're Audacity's great, love it. There are some secret sauces, I guess they call them.
Yes.
Whatever. As far as how to compress and make your audio sound good, my recommendation, Google it and see what you like. I recommend running everything through a compressor of some kind, you know, an actual software compressor within Audacity, peak limiter, and then a noise reducer. Those are the three main ones that I recommend.
That's
you were
it.
Talking about the de-esser.
Right.
And
Spitfish,
that all
I use.
Which one?
Spitfish de-esser.
Okay. So that's there free. You go. There's one. I need to look into that one. I don't ever have any problems with that personally, and neither with my clients, but yeah, those are the three main ones, but
keeping
in mind that it's going to make them sound better, but it still comes back to the source. So if your microphone, I mean, everybody's like talking about the Snowballs and the Yetis and everything. They're not good mics. I don't know why everybody keeps recommending them. I think they're kind of terrible as far as sound quality. I don't know. They're $100 too. It's like, man, a Samsung's so much better. Your ATR 2100 is $60. It's so much better than a Snowball and a Yeti. So don't get a Snowball and a Yeti. And if you have one, make it look nice, you know, like the Tonight Show where it's like this cool little microphone on the side and it looks cool on your video, but don't use that. It's just not that good. And everybody that I know that has those, I'm like, it sounds like, you know, you're back here kind of in a can and it just doesn't sound very good. So I don't recommend that. I would get a pop filter of some kind, or like you have there, a windscreen to go over your microphone, regardless of what mic you have. That will help. And if you can get a stand that has a shock mount of some kind, that's really helpful, because otherwise every time you bump the mic or hit the desk, it's going to go boom. You're going to hear everything. And that's one of the things. Oh, and the other thing, I'm just telling you a lot of different things here. Breath noises.
Okay.
This is something that 99% of people don't think about. I'm not hearing your breath. You're probably not hearing much of my breath. People that don't have stuff that filters out, again, that low decibel sound is going to pick up every single breath that you have. Singers are taught to breathe in between phrases of the song, right? Most people don't do that. Most people breathe like that. And then they're like, you know, it's just like, whoa, why are you breathing there? And it kind of jolts us. Whether we actually are conscious of it or not, it jolts us out of a sense of, like, you know, when they're telling a story, you're journeying with them. And when they breathe at the wrong times, it, you know what I mean? It kind of throws us off. So these are like little tiny nuances that most people never think about. And it's those things that I have to edit out of my clients almost all the time, or at least kind of change them up a little bit so it doesn't sound so unnatural. But yeah, man, there are a lot of things. And the best thing I can tell you is go after a Samsung or a ATR 2100, Audio Technica, plug it into your computer, do whatever you can on Audacity to process the sound. And again, look those up on Google. There are some various things. Find out what sounds best with you and then edit it. Get rid of the ums, the uhs, the weird, awkward pauses, you know, repeating yourself. Again, weird breath placements. Stuff like that. What I love too is when somebody says, I have an editor and I listen to one of their episodes and I'll hear somebody go, so anyway, I think I just lost you. Are you there? Oh, okay. I think we just got cut off. Can you repeat the question? And I'm like, your editor left that in there? I'm like, are you serious? So don't sound like a basement, you know, podcast. Or a basement video or whatever, like try to make it sound, it doesn't have to be perfect, you know, cause you were saying I'm a bit of a perfectionist and I am. So it doesn't have to be perfect. It can be natural, but definitely, definitely make it sound like, you know, you're in a studio. Yeah. I host for other podcasts as well. And some of the guests that we bring on, you know, I don't have a whole lot of control over this, but I've said, I would like to really require that they have good microphones. And they're like, well, we really can't ask them to do that. Well, they come on and I mean, they sound terrible. It's almost like they're on a telephone, man. And I'm like, dude, guys, it's a $60 mic or it's a $30 or a $40 headset. You can get a nice headset right now, a Sennheiser, actually. It's not that bad. And I'm like, just buy a mic, man. You'll sound good. You'll sound better. You'll sound more professional. So if you can do whatever it takes to get your source audio, which is your microphone and you and good noise, good acoustics, people not screaming in the background, coughing, sneezing, you know, all that onto your microphone. If you can get your source audio better, then the rest of it's a lot easier. Does that help?
That's it. I think we're done.
There's so much more, man.
That's it.
You know, I tried to give you the basics.
Nah, I appreciate it, man. But we have to get you out of here. So thanks so much for coming on, man.
Oh man, appreciate it.
Yeah, where can they find you?
We gotta talk gaming, man, next time. So I got so much to talk about with gaming. Oh my.
Yeah, where can they find you? Because I know you gotta run.
Yeah, all right. So if you want to go to social, I'm on Instagram. I am on Twitter. I don't interact on Twitter as much anymore, and I'm on Facebook. But Instagram and Twitter are at I am the real Brian with an I. By the way, I'm just starting to get involved on Twitter. I mean, I'm sorry, on Instagram. So for me, Instagram is a fairly new thing. And so I don't have a whole lot of followers. I'm not following a whole lot of people yet. But that's my goal, is to kind of focus there for a while and see what's going on. But yeah, you can hit me up on Twitter. I'll check it once in a while. I'm also on Facebook. You can just look up Real Brian. I think that's the easiest thing. And then I'm also at The Real Brian Show, which right now is a podcast. And dude, so exciting though. We just relaunched all of our Monday interviews. I did that for a while, and especially with what's going on and everything right now, trying to bring some inspirational interviews, encouraging stuff. People can come on and, you know, have a good time. I just had Abel James on. I got Garrett Wong, who played Ensign Harry Kim from Star Trek Voyager. It's coming up a little bit, and yeah, some good stuff. So other than that though, Fridays, we just chill, have a good time.
Awesome, man. I love this guy. That's my brother, man. You guys, thanks for watching, and we're going to cut the live right now. We'll see you very, very soon. Take care. This episode is brought to you by Bluehost. Bluehost is a proven powerhouse in the website hosting industry. They offer exceptional customer service. They allow you to host multiple domains under one account, which is super convenient. Check out theshowradio.info/Bluehost to get started for as low as $3.95 a month, exclusively to you. This episode is also brought to you by Audible. Audible is the leading provider of spoken word entertainment and audiobooks, ranging from bestsellers to celebrity memoirs to news to business and self-development. Head over to theshowradio.info/audiobook to get your first audiobook free with a 30-day trial. This episode is also brought to you by ProXPN. ProXPN is a VPN service that secures your internet connection against eavesdropping, masks your location, and allows you to access your favorite sites no matter where you live or travel to. To get 20% off of the lifetime of your account, use the promo code SHORAM. That is capitalized, I believe, SHORAM, for 20% off of the lifetime of your account. So, episode 536, some takeaways. Audio is really important. So if you're trying to get your audio game up, definitely make sure that you're starting out with great audio. If you want to do 64K mono, that's pretty standard. Make sure the audio is leveled. Make sure it's compressed properly. So you can use something like Chris's compressor. That works really well. Levelator works really well. Audacity is a great program to do things in. It is a program that many companies use to do their stuff, because it's a great program. But yeah, so definitely make sure your audio is good. Even if the video is not that great, but the audio is amazing, people will still watch or listen, right? Because a lot of individuals, what they'll do is they'll click on the video. Let's say it's a YouTube video, right? They'll click on the YouTube video, but yeah, they'll have that YouTube video in the background, right? And they'll just listen to the audio as it's playing, because a lot of podcasts may not necessarily have their audio on a Spotify or, you know, Apple Podcasts format yet, but they have the audio already available on YouTube. So you're going to like click the tab, click the YouTube video, and just put it in the background. So if that audio is not good, can you imagine trying to sit through bad audio when the video is stellar, right? Because most of us are not really watching the video as much anyway. So little things like that, right? To think about as you're producing your content. And it doesn't have to be anything super expensive. There are mics out there that are really, really cheap. And I think we mentioned some of that in this particular episode as well. So Brian is, he's using an expensive microphone, right? His microphone, I think, is anywhere from $250 to like $300, right? My mic is $60+, right? But I'm sure, like, if you really do some research for XLR slash USB microphone on Amazon, you'll find something for as low as $18 to $35, right? And if that's your budget, that's your budget. You know, I don't understand how some podcasts say, hey, podcasts for beginners in 2020, but yet they're asking you to pay hundreds of dollars. What if you don't have that budget as a beginner, right? So some things to think about as you're considering producing your own show. And that's all I have. That's all I'm thinking about on this. This has been episode 536. I hope you guys enjoy it. And until next time, take care.